Hello everyone. Now we have spoken enough about artificial intelligence and healthcare. We have spoken about the various tools used, the way the data sets are created, the way they are integrated, predicted, analyzed. We have spoken about various cases where artificial intelligence is used in healthcare. Now let's do a detailed case study of AI for healthcare implementation. Let's move ahead and in the next few slides, explore the real world case study of artificial intelligence in healthcare implementations for various applications across the world and how they have been implemented and how they have impacted the healthcare, how they have changed the working of the healthcare in itself. We are going to learn about all these experiences and explore the world of AI. Integration of AI into healthcare has transitioned from technology to a transformative forces. It impacts various facets of medical practice. We have spoken about it in previous chapters or slides where we have spoken how it is transforming the way healthcare delivery across the globe. So the sophisticated AI algorithms are capable of analyzing vast amount of data. See, we in our every chapter we have spoken about how a vast medical data is collected, later analyzed and eventually integrated and predicted. So we have seen the process how data algorithms or artificial intelligence algorithms are formed. So the data here is, you know, checked for the accuracy, the speed, assisting the clinicians in better improved outcomes, clinical outcomes. It is enhances the patient experience, it reduces the burden on the people, the healthcare workers. And the integration of AI in medical imaging enhances the diagnostic precision. It enhances the diagnosis of the patient. It helps in preventive action taken earlier. As it is diagnosed quite earlier and at a faster pace. So it reduces the burden on radiologists, allowing them to focus on more complex cases and improve overall workflow efficiency. AI algorithms are accelerating the discovery process. We have spoken about how drug is created or how vaccines are produced, what is the different way or different steps involved in it of creating a vaccine or developing a vaccine through AI and how it reduces the time, reduces the cost and brings in better, more efficiency, new treatments earlier to the market. AI powered robotic system again helps us, you know, in surgical precision. It reduces the blood loss, it improves the recovery time, it reduces the infection rate, it reduces the patient's average length of stay in the hospital. So overall it helps the system as well as it helps the patient, it helps the healthcare workers. Eventually it supports all the stakeholders at a time. Then moving ahead to AI-driven wearable device. We have all used it. We have spoken about it enough in our previous slides. Wearable devices empower us, empower patient to manage their health proactively. It enables the clinicians to monitor patient on real-time basis. Timely interventions are possible all thanks to wearable devices. And then now let's do some case studies on image and scan. So let's do a few case studies on image and scan, then move to robotics, then move to production of drugs. Let's understand how AI is used in real world. Now let's move to AI powered diagnosis in radiology. Let's take an example of Massachusetts General Hospital or MGE and Massachusetts Institute of Technology, that is MIT. They collaborated to develop an AI algorithm for radiology applications. Now let us go ahead and understand it in a better way. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer deaths in United States and around the world. A low-dose chest computed tomography is recommended to screen people between 50 to 80 with significant history of smoking or who are currently smoking. The lung cancer screening with LDT LDCT has shown reduce in death from lung cancer by up to 24%. But as rates of lung cancer climb up among the non-smokers, the new strategies need to be accurately, you know, accurately predict lung cancer risk across the wide. It's required. So Mass MIT, in collaboration with the researchers, developed an artificial intelligence tool called Sybil. Based on the analysis of LDCT scans from patients in US, Taiwan, Sybil accurately predicted the risk of lung cancer for individuals with or without significant smoking history. The results were tremendously good. The lung cancer rates continue to rise, as we have spoken before, and rise among the people who have never smoked or who haven't smoked in a year, suggesting they are also contributing to the risk factors. So when Sybil was developed, it helped detecting the cancer risk. So when Sybil was created, it helped in assessing individual environmental or genetic risk factors, using images to look at collective biology and make predictions about the cancer risk. To help improve the efficiency of lung cancer screening and provide individual assessment, Sequest and colleagues at Mass General Cancer Center teamed up with investigators from MI. So, this company created using an information from single low dose chest computed tomography scan a Sybil, which is accurately predicting individuals with lung cancer risk for 1 to 6 years in the future, pointing a way toward personalized screening. So we all know lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in United States as well as globally. So a low dose chest computed tomography is the recommended scan to screen the people. Okay, and while this screening is done for the people who smoke, currently there are cases where lung cancer is seen in the patients who are non-smokers or have left smoking long years back. So a Sybil was created, which helps us detecting lung cancer earlier so that we can take necessary preventive measures. So what does Sybil do? So it helps improve the efficiency of lung cancer screening. It provides individualized assessment, and eventually it helps Sybil, a deep learning model. It analyzes the scan and predicts lung cancer risk for the next 1 to 6 years. So it is going to, it uses a deep learning model, which helps us analyze the scans, the LDCT scans, and predict lung cancer risk for the next 1 to 6 years. So Sybil requires only one LDCT and does not depend on any clinical data or radiologist annotations. So Sybil works, it requires only one LDCT. So it was designed to run in real time in the background of a standard radiology reading station, which enables point of care clinical decision support. So the team validated the Sybil using 3 independent data sets, a set of scans from more than 6,000 NLST participants who Sybil had not previously seen, 8,821 LDCTs from Massachusetts General Hospital and 12,280 LDCTs from Changgung Memorial Hospital, Taiwan. So later, the set of scans included people with a range of smoking history, including those who never smoked. So it was a combined data of smoking, people having history of smoking, as well as who have never smoked. So Sybil was able to accurately predict risk of lung cancer across these sets. The researchers determined that the Sybil is accurate in diagnosing the predicting risk of lung cancer across these three sets. The researchers determined the accuracy and measure how well a test can distinguish between the disease and the normal samples in which 1.0 is a perfect score. Sybil predicted cancer within 1 year with AUC of 0.92 for the additional NLST participants and 0.86 for the MGH dataset and 0.94 for the dataset from the Taiwan. This program predicted lung cancer with 6 years within 6 years with AUC of 0.75, 0.81 and 0.80 respectively for all the three datasets. Sybil looks at an image, predicts the risk of potential patient developing lung cancer within 6 years. And the translation efforts led by the team there are aiming to change the outcome for patients who would otherwise develop advanced disease. So because it is helping us predict or screen the patient earlier, it is going to help change the clinical outcome. It is going to help, to detect the disease earlier and eventually change the final outcome of the development of the advanced disease. So now we just saw how impactful was the AI technology. It relieved the radiologists of the task through automation. It enabled to dedicate more time interpreting the intricate cases and delivering personalized patient care. The AI-driven diagnostics have streamlined the diagnostic process. It expedited the treatment initiation and enhanced patient outcomes. So now let's move to the other case, that is chest CT imaging in diagnosticum in an Austria-based group that operates leading radiology institutions in 4 locations like Vienna, Schladming, Linz and Graz. The healthcare facility provides variety of medical imaging services for diagnostics treatments, especially for breast cancer. So this AI radial rad companion chest CT has a significant impact on patient preparation. So this AI RAD companion chest CT, an AI solution, is one of the innovations of diagnosticum. Tracking the challenges posed by increasing complexity, high workload and staff shortages, diagnosticum harnesses the power of artificial intelligence to automate the number of tasks in the field of radiology. And it continuously improves the AI technology. It helps developing AI companion taking a center stage. The advanced tool employs deep learning algorithms to automate various tasks in chest CT. It provides support to the radiologist. As a part of AI RAD companion product, the chest CT module is a cloud-based solution. It seamlessly integrates with different digital radiology system and picture archiving solution, that is PACS, used by radiology providers. The software became an integral part of imaging value chain, efficiently processing CT examinations of the chest. Upon receiving the DICOM images, the AI algorithms instantly begin processing, delivering the results directly to the radiologist reading environment, enhancing the radiologist's ability to access and interpret the results with ease. It is desired by all the institutions prior sending it to. The results can be reviewed prior sending to the PACS. At Diagnosticum, the AI RAD company Chest CT has a significant impact on patient preparation, the CT scan process and reading and reporting of the chest CT cases. One of the benefits here is patient requiring evaluation of a thoracic aorta to detect conditions like aortic ectasia or aneurysm. Traditionally, this patient underwent contrast-enhanced chest CT involving numerous preparatory steps such as creatinine level assessment, IV line placement, selection of the dedicated scan protocols and preparation of contrast injector. As AI-RAD companion, chest CT supports also non-contrast-enhanced CT images. This is an additional step which could be avoided, streamlining the entire process. So by using the AI RAD companion chest CT, it uses deep learning algorithms. The software accurately detects the landmark on the thoracic aorta, measures the diameters, and generates 3D images as well as DICOM SR and DICOM images with quantification results, facilitating the better disease progression monitoring. So this is how AI-based companion chest CT helps. An AI RAD companion chest CT benefits throughout the patient pathway. It helps patient preparation without the requirement of contrast media. Patient no longer need to undergo creatinine test. So when we talk about giving a contrast, the patient has to undergo creatinine test. If the test is abnormal, it has implications on the kidney health. So eventually, by this, using this AI companion chest CT, we are eliminating the risk of extravasation, allergy to reaction, and also harm to the kidney health. It helps in scan preparation. Radiographers are spared the task of preparing the IV line and contrast injector, so allowing them for a smoother workflow. Patients can move efficiently from waiting room to scan room, reducing overall preparation time, which would have been taken if the scan would have been done in a traditional way. The scan execution is also helps in better execution. The AI RAD companion chest CT simplifies the process. As I am talking about it, we do not require to prepare the patient. It has no implications that the contrast is not required. It does not have an allergic reactions or the extravasation chances or risk. And it also adheres to the ALARA principle, ensuring low dose imaging while saving time for radiographers who otherwise spend considerable time on reconstruction and 3D reconstructions. And the last, it helps in reading and reporting. With automated processes and immediate results pushed to the PAC system, it helps increased in efficiency and accuracy. So let's move to one more case study of optical coherence tomography scans or OCT scans. Moorfields, world's oldest eye hospital. The eye health professionals had to analyze around 5,000 OCT scans per week to spot and diagnose severe eye conditions like diabetic retinopathy or age-related macular degeneration. These eye scans took long time for manual analytics, which affected the detection and diagnostic time. Yes, because analyzing so many scans, it was a lot of workload on the ophthalmologist and eye health professionals. Eventually, let's move ahead and let's see how AI has helped to improve the system and enhance the clinical outcomes as well. So, Moorfields Eye Hospital, which is an NHS Foundation Trust, developed an automated algorithm which could detect geography atrophy using common eye scan. So, using optical coherence tomography scans, the team trained an algorithm to recognize early signs, precise localization, and progression of GA automatically, that is geographic atrophy. They then tested the algorithm against a different set of human graded OCT scans from patients at Moorfields Eye Hospital to compare the results. The algorithm consisted of separate models looking different aspects of GA. One predicted disease progression while the other could determine specific features of the disease. It was developed using 984 OCT scans taken from around 200 patients. The findings, which are published in Lancet Digital Health, have revealed that in-house algorithm was able to match and outperform predictions made by the specialist clinicians all in a fraction of seconds using OCT scans. So it affected around 5 million people across the globe. As we know that GA is the severe and irreversible form of age-related macular degeneration, it could be difficult to detect in early stages. That is currently no effective treatment available. So let us understand the AI technique used in OCT analysis, okay, in detail. So A DL methods, including convolutional neural networks and generative adversarial networks, is used for this AI-based OCT analysis. The CNNs, particular, have been at the forefront, and they help in image analysis in ophthalmology and in retina. They exploit the fact that adjacent pixels values the image and are correlated, and they excel at extracting the hierarchical features from images, making them particularly effective for vast amount of high resolution images, image data present on OCT. So this, CNNs can automatically learn and detect relevant retinal features to perform diverse tasks such as layer segmentation and fluid quantification. So when CNNs are used to develop a shortest path algorithm for 11 retinal layers, drusen and subretinal drusenate deposits in SD OCT based on probability maps, transfer learning, which involves fine tuning of pre-trained CNN models on OCT data, has proven beneficial for our small data set by leveraging knowledge gained from the larger data sets. So patients with early and intermediate AMD frequently show few symptoms like we have spoken before. The speed of progression to advanced stages varies widely, and it is of great importance to accurately identify key biomarkers and to predict patients' conversion, as vision losses occur only in advanced stages with foveal destruction. So this multiple prognostic markers have been identified preceding convergence to advanced AMD, including demographics, genotypes, and structural features. They analyze the location, volume, the size of drusen, indicated the progression of NMADs, whereas outer retinal thinning led to GA. The feature confluent, suggesting a common mechanism among the different types of AMDs. Subretinal drusenite deposits have been shown to be a significant biomarker associated with higher risk of developing the outer retinal atrophy and GA. So this is how they created an OCT scans, which helped the patient early detection and eventually improved outcome and the results. So let's move to the next case of centralized patient data medical images. The University of Ohio has a vast network consist of 21 hospitals, over 50 health centers and outpatient facilities, and more than 200 physician offices. The healthcare facility is committed to offering highest quality patient care and helping its care team handle medical issues effectively. It looked for hyper-accurate AI solutions that can smoothly integrate its infrastructure of current hospital and outpatient locations. So, university hospitals chose Edox proprietary AIOS system, a unified operating system for its 13 hospitals and dozen of outpatient locations in Cleveland. Edox is a well-known healthcare solutions that use AI technologies to detect crucial findings, prioritize urgent cases, and triage the urgent cases and analyze medical images. Edox University team can instantly access key patient data that is centralized in one healthcare system. They can provide faster diagnosis and treatment of serious diseases and the complication. So they can basically help the diagnosis like pneumothorax or aortic dissection or pulmonary embolism and help us understand the complications. When a patient visits the facility and experiences a CT scan for an injury, Edox will use FDA-cleared AI algorithm to analyze the scan. It's by spotting expected and unexpected finding, the algorithm can help radiologists access the patient quickly, make early detection of the disease, prioritize the patient by triaging the patient, and then flag all conditions for the care team to review, ensuring no cases will be missed. This helps to speed up the diagnosis and the treatment, and eventually it enhances the patient outcomes by early detection of the disease and by early clinical interventions and eventually better clinical outcomes. Now let us go ahead and do case studies on robotic surgeries and understand how AI has changed how the surgeries are performed tremendously. So let's take the first case study here of minimal invasive surgical procedure. Okay, so Humber River Health is the first digital hospital in Canada. It uses modern technologies like AI, robots to streamline its operations, to ensure accurate diagnosis, to ensure treatments, even for the remote patient. So it is an AI tech savvy hospital, which uses multiple AI devices or tools to streamline or to run the hospital operations, improve the patient outcomes, improve the services, enhance patient services. Okay, the hospital has a mission of improving inpatient care through innovations like cardiac care or a mental health. It has invested in fully digital infrastructure and research to address its existing challenges in Canada because of particularly overcrowded emergency room and long waiting times. HRH has adopted robots, Da Vinci surgical system, which enables surgeon to perform minimal invasive procedure with improved accuracy. Yes, Da Vinci system is a foolproof system used for surgical procedures globally. It improves the accuracy, it enhances the patient experience, it reduces the blood loss, it reduces the infection rate. So HRH surgeons also leverage the ROSA knee system to support their knee replacement procedure. The system provides real-time data and 3D imaging, which helps surgeon customize the surgery for each patient. It helps them in understanding the placement of implant. It helps them aligning, ensuring precise alignment of the implant. It eventually helps for the better outcomes and better precision surgical procedures. Now, let's move ahead where they use IntelliJoint Hip, which is also used at HRH to enhance hip replacement procedure. The surgical robotic system reduces the need for additional imaging equipment, that is fluoroscopy, which is used, for reviewing the implant position, and x-rays during the surgery, which are used to understand the position of the implants while operating the patient. So the surgical procedure becomes simpler and it enables accurate placement and leg length adjustments. It helps in experience of the surgery, it helps supporting the better outcomes, precision of the surgery. So eventually all these AI based devices or the tools or the equipments, whether it is robotic systems, help in improving the patient outcomes. Now let's move ahead and understand AI assisted surgical robots. Let's understand how this technology works, what is offered, what are the advancements. So, the intersection of artificial intelligence and surgical robotics represent a burgeoning field with immense potential in revolution in the practice of surgery. The AI ability to learn, reason, make decisions is poised to enhance the capabilities of surgical robots, leading to enhanced precision, safety, efficiency in the operating room. The surgical robots have witnessed significant advancements in these years. The systems gaining widespread adoption in various surgical specialties. This system offers several advantages. It helps it enhance precision. Robotic arm provide greater dexterity and stability as compared to the human hand for more precise surgical maneuvers. It enhances the instrumental tracking. So AI can be used to track the position and the orientation of the surgical instruments in real time, allowing for more precise movements and reducing the risk of accidental tissue damage, which eventually reduces the blood loss. It enables autonomous task. AI can be used to enable surgical robots to perform certain tasks autonomously, such as suturing or tissue dissection. They can reduce the surgeon's workload and it will also improve the efficiency. It optimizes the surgical workflows. you know, it helps to analyze the data, surgical data. It helps to identify the opportunities for the process improvement. Eventually, it improves the, you know, efficiency and the effectiveness of surgical procedures. It also helps in minimizing the invasiveness. So robotic assisted surgeries often involve smaller incisions. Yes, it involves smaller incisions as compared to the traditional open surgery method. It results in reducing trauma, faster recovery, and improved patient outcome. It also reduces average length of stay in the hospital. Improved visualization in the robotic system often incorporates advanced imaging techniques such as 3D visualization, which can enhance the surgeon's ability to navigate complex autonomical structures. So now let's move to robotic assisted surgery for pediatric patients. Yes, we have spoken about adult cases. Now let's talk about pediatric cases. So robot assisted surgery for pediatric patients is a minimal invasive procedure that uses a robot to perform complex surgeries on children. It can be used in variety of conditions like appendicitis, pyeloplasty, uretric reimplantation. And the benefits are it helps in less tissue trauma. Like in adult, in pediatric also, it reduces the tissue trauma. Or it enhances the better outcomes. So when we say less tissue trauma, the smaller incisions are taken, which results in less tissue trauma, eventually shorter recovery time. Pediatric, it reduces the pain. There is less pain when we do robotic assisted surgery. So less post-operative pain can result into, because of the smaller incision, can result into reducing the average length of stay in the in the patients. It reduces the infection because the incisions are smaller and blood loss is less. The infection rate is also less. So the outcomes are better and eventually the better maneuverability. The robot's maneuverability can help with accurate reconstruction of vital organs. So while they're operating, it helps in accuracy of reconstruction. There are precision in the surgical procedures, which eventually enhances the outcome, reduces the hospital stay, reduces the blood loss, reduces the pain, eventually benefiting the patient. So there are many pediatric, surgeries which are done, like tonsillectomies, adenoidectomies, appendicectomies. Then gastrointestinal and thoracic conditional, surgeries are done through this system. The Da Vinci system is the system which is used in pediatric, movements also, and it translates the surgeon's hand movements into a real-time instrument movement. So these instruments move like a human hands, but with a better range of motion. So even though new platforms are being developed, Da Vinci system is actually the leading robotic surgical technology approved for pediatric use, and instruments are available, and the recommended distance between the ports is less than 8 centimeter. So eventually it helps in better outcomes and precision of the surgery. Now that we have seen the case studies of robotic systems, now let's move ahead and understand predictive systems. So let's talk about our first case study of advanced data analytics and predictive insights. Let's talk about University of Florida Health. In a world-class healthcare system, we spoke in our previous slides, which consists of 11 hospitals and hundreds of outpatient clinics. So it promotes health through excellent patient care, innovative research, and it is basically AI, AI-based hospital. It is AI-savvy hospital, or it uses AI technologies or advanced technologies while enhancing for patients, for their operational services. And eventually, they also use this for their diagnostic services and therapies. So this hospital researchers are developing AI-powered predictive system that can help clinicians make informed decisions and monitor patient effectively. So one of their project is the adoption of AI to evaluate patient's condition movement, room environment, especially in the ICU. With pervasive AI, the busy doctors and the nursing can track even the smallest cues that indicate pain or discomfort for the patient. It will help us in better monitoring the patient in the setups, eventually analyzing early detection of the pain or any symptoms, and clinically intervening at the right time. So UF Health also highlights the importance of AI after procedure. AI predicts post-operative complication that sometimes can be missed by the human error or resource shortage. So it helps us predict post-operative complication. It helps doctor to decide whether the patient after surgery should be moved to the ICU or should be moved to the ward, or should the patient be discharged on the same day. So it helps the prediction by predictive analysis. Now let's move ahead and see few more cases of predictive analysis, AI driven predictive analysis. So accurate prediction of patient outcome holds importance. We all know that importance, that predicting an outcome can help us reduce the cost of the procedure, better clinical outcomes. We have spoken all throughout these slides, we have spoken about how it enhances the clinical outcomes, improves the clinical outcomes, fastens the process of recovery of the patients. And by enabling, you know, predicting, by predictive analysis, it enables to make well-informed decisions prior, optimizing the delivery of care. So predictive analysis has emerged like a powerful tool. It enables pre-interventions, proactive interventions, and it helps in personalized treatment plans. Now let's see an example of John Hopkins Hospital and Microsoft for Azure AI. So John Hopkins Hospital collaborated with Microsoft Azure AI to showcase the transformative power of AI-driven predictive analytics in healthcare. It analyzes the vast amount of patients' data, including electronic healthcare, medical imaging, and genomic information. AI algorithms can accurately predict disease progression, readmission risk, and treatment responses. The proactive approach, what we have been talking since long, allows the healthcare providers to intervene early intervention or pre-intervention, tailorize treatments, and ultimately improve the patient outcomes. In practice, this AI system has significantly enhanced patient care by enabling early interventions that prevent complications and also reduce the readmissions or reduce the hospital stay. The ability to forecast patients' trajectories with high accuracy means that the resources can be allotted more efficiently. So when you can predict that that a particular patient is getting discharged or particular patient may require an extra care, you can allot the resources accordingly, and that will help in better optimizing of resources, and high risk patients can be prioritized. Eventually, the targeted interventions can be delivered, leading to the better patient satisfaction and healthcare quality.